This is Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum. Have you been eye-searched? I don't think you have. I'll say this again. If you're listening to this show, you have not been eye-searched properly. Anyway, you're listening to Ike on the Hoax Syndicate on the, I think it's the 20th. No, it might be the 21st of the March 2023. Rick will be talking to himself about whatever he wants to talk about. Be told, 100%.
Thanks, Klaus Schwab. I mean, how many other shows? Be honest here. Be told. Be honest. Klaus Schwab comes on and talks, introduces a show, jumps into his little black helicopter and disappears again. I'm flattered. That's all I'm going to say. Flattered that I've got Klaus Schwab introducing the Betold show on Hoax Syndicate. I'll just double check on this. Here we go. I'm going to walk up the stairs. I think it's the 21st. Let's just say that I'm right here because I did a show with Avon. It was the 19th. It is the 21st of March 2023. Betold, 100%. But now, been listening to. I had my microphone drooping down, so hopefully it was recorded. I've been listening to Sean McCann's stuff. Now, I'm a big who did you hear it from? I give credence and publicity to who I heard the latest stuff from or whatever I've heard. Sean McCann, stoner, at a guess, but very interesting character. He's been to jail, apparently. Run-of-the-mill, good conspiracy theorist. And he's doing some really good stuff. And his show's called Wake the Dead. Wake the Dead. And he's been guesting on Freeman Fly. He's been guesting on... He's done the stuff with Hans Otter. I would say he's my favorite. Just seems like a really nice guy with so much clutter in his head of so much information. And a musician. A professor of music, I do believe. Or a doctor of music. So he's done a doctorate of music. So... He's a very credible guy. I chat to him online, but I haven't spoken to him face-to-face as yet, but it will happen, be told, 100%. But anyway, one of my favorite guys to listen to, and I've first heard him on Freeman, was Jerry Marzinski. And he's he's retired now probably, but he's a psychologist. He'd worked in prisons and mental hospitals in America, in some of the biggest hospitals in America. And he's come to the conclusion that the voices that the patients are hearing are not to think so they can just medicate them, that they are coming from another dimension. And I'm into this dimension stuff, be told, guaranteed, 100%. And it's been in my head for many years because I don't know why, but it's always been keen looking at, you know, psychiatric hospitals and the abuses that have gone on within those things. I lived very close to one of the worst ones, Rosehill Hospital, Callan Park Hospital. Google it, Royal Commissions, left, right and centre. But if you want to find out the abuse, what they were found guilty of or what was accused, you've got to go to the... Sydney, and you look at them, you can't take them with you. So they're kept behind closed doors, which indicates to me that there's serious abuses were going on there. Deep Sleep, Chelmsford, all of these guys were tied in with MK Ultra. Dr. Anthony Kidman worked at Rosehill Hospital. That's Nicole Kidman's father. And I was speaking to Ab last week. That I'd watch the Oscars and geez, she is just looking more and more scary, that woman. She's getting so much Botox. I was talking to Ab and I said, I just feel sorry for Keith Urban because she's making him, as far as I'm concerned, she seems to wear the pants in this relationship. I'm not going EGI here, but Ab certainly did the other night that she's a man and he's a woman. Not my esteemed thing, but he is a, what would you call it? A he's the underling in the relationship. I mean, she's obviously dominating the relationship, and she's making him look like he did when she met him 20 something years ago. And so he looks identical to the same photo that was on the front page of the Sydney Morning Herald when she fell in love with him, probably, or decided, I want him. Mummy, I want him. I'm going to keep him. And she's taking him over, and she's making him look exactly the same every time. He never gets a haircut that's any different. It's always the same length beard or whatever. He's been kept by her as some kind of weird toy. That's my mind. And women can be like that. Be told they're out there, as men are, controlling men. But she's making Keith Urban dress and look through surgery and probably, I'm suggesting, hair transplants, exactly the same as he did 20-something years ago. And I'm telling you now, it's impossible for a bloke to look like that at that age. He looks like he's about 35. I don't even look, I have no mirrors anymore. I've spray painted them all black. I don't even want to see. I don't want photos of myself, because I like to think of myself as 39 or 40 or 45, something like that. That's just the way it is. But I'm not going to run out and get Botox and fillers and all these other poor things that these. And I do feel sorry for famous people, because I'm telling you, if you were a famous person and you had to look at yourself on high definition OLED TVs now, every little wrinkle, every little bump, every little droopy jaw is going to stand out like a whatever. So it's quite horrific. But anyway, Jerry Marzinski was being interviewed by Sean McCann. And I'm telling you, Sean McCann, good interviewer. Yes, he's had a few, spliffs, probably quite a few, but he's way more relaxed and does a good interview, and he lets them talk and he talks. I've really enjoyed his stuff. Hans Utter's stuff's fantastic with him. They're both all over the place, because they're both, I don't know if Hans is, I think he probably has done his day with hallucinogens and all those things, but he's very anti them now. And he did a lot of stuff with Jan Ervin. I think he's been interviewed by Jan. Your chair is squeaking! Squeaking! He managed to do 40 at least shows with Jan Ervin, which is a miracle. A be told. The guy's very, very fractious. So obviously Hans is a very easygoing guy, and the stuff that they're doing is fantastic. And they're doing music, the history of music and where music has influenced you. And and he brings up all the stuff that I'm into, the subconscious manipulation, FM music, the radio stations all being controlled by the Navy and the military. Really good stuff. So I urge you to the Wake the Dead show. You don't have to pay anything. That's why I don't. So if you're listening to Freeman Fly, you've got to pay for the second hour. Sean McCann's giving it for free. And I believe their truth has no price. Do yourself a favor. Have a listen to it. I sent some stuff to Frank this morning. He was very happy, and he's been listening to the Jerry Marzinski interview from, I'd say it's probably about 4 or 5 months old, but it's really, really, really good stuff. And the most interesting thing, and you're going to get this here for free, again, there's no charge whatsoever, he talks about the MACE energy method. The MACE energy method. I think it's John MACE, I'm not sure, can't quite remember, but he was a ship's captain who has come up with a way of getting, going sideways here. Jerry Marzinski believes that the voices in people's heads are an electronic parasite of some form coming from another dimension. They are conscious, they are aware, they have the same comments to other patients in the hospital that haven't spoken to each other. So he's saying that these are entities. And I'm telling you now, 100% convinced that he's right. Frank, the salt guy, he's the same with me and a number of other people that I've shared Jerry's stuff with. I think there is the voices in the head that you get, and you do get, everyone gets them, be told, unless you're extremely, what's the word for it? The Christians would probably have it. They can get thee behind thee, Satan stuff, and do not listen to these voices. Negative voices asking and running people down and saying that people are doing this to you. And you know, if you choose to listen to them, and that's what happens with a lot of schizophrenics, they lose that barrier of rational thing to go, just shut up. You know, instead of just, they listen to them and the voices can take over. And especially if they're using methamphetamines. Methamphetamines can be tied in with the drugs they're giving children for, Ritalin is methamphetamine, be told. So we're breeding a generation of schizophrenics, guaranteed. You know, these children that have been put on methamphetamine at 4, 5, 6 by their teachers now, be told. Teachers are now allowed to diagnose ADHD in America. I mean, this is just incredible. And just jumping sideways, I heard something about the Ab would be interested in this one. He probably already knows. The Canadian government have suggested that anyone that is not vaccinated should be treated as mentally ill. That was, they haven't mandated this, but they are talking about it. And once they start talking about it, you can guarantee that they're going to start moving it to that direction, be told. So everything's happening for sure. For sure. So if you listen, so the solution here though is the MACE energy method. And that is basically to, without being asking people their problems, somehow in a few hours using this technique, you can kind of remove the sources of the stress that the voices are bringing up into your head. You know, the voices apparently are bringing up things that you've done or you've said or things you've gone through your life. You go back and find the thing that was causing that stress and get over it, and the voices will starve to death. That's basically the rationale in this thing. Now, I'm just giving you a glossed over version of it. So I'm urging you to go to Waking the Dead podcast, scroll down until you find Jerry Mazinski MACE method and listen to it. It's about 3 hours long, but if you've got any issues or you know anyone with any issues, do yourself a favor and listen to it. Guaranteed. Highly recommended by me and Frank. I'll put words in Frank's mouth. Changing the subject slightly, one of the great books, well, there's a whole series of these books out there. I believe that the picture tells a thousand words saying. The picture tells a thousand words. And there's a series of animated books you can get from very good but underground comic shops called The Big Book Of. So there's a big book of weirdos, big book of thugs, big book of conspiracies, big book of whatever. They're all interesting stories about famous authors that went mad, or, you know, dangerous people through history, or, you know, cults through history. But they're all written and drawn by the best underground cartoonists of the 80s and 90s. And you get more out of 3 pages of good drawings and animation than you do out of reading a whole novel. If you're like me, I go with visual. I'm very visual and oral, but I like the visual thing. You know, you can see these amazing animated cartoons. So I highly recommend looking out for the Big Book of Thugs, Big Book of Weirdos, Big Book of Conspiracies, Big Book of Criminals. I've got about 5 or 6 of them. Really, really good. And the Big Book of Conspiracies is fantastic. I mean, it does spend a lot of time with the UFO type cult stuff and people like Bob Lazar. And I don't know if anyone who's heard of Bob Lazar is, but he was definitely one of those guys, like the documentary that came out, the Something Men, the Mythical Men, or the Mirror Men, or whatever they're called, the military that were going around finding witnesses to UFOs or whatever. They've seen a flying triangle, which would be a stealth fighter pre the stealth fighter being released, and convincing people that they've seen, that they were going around brainwashing people just like the Men in Black, but literally just normal military types. There's a great movie out there. Not the Minds of Men. That's another good documentary though, it'll pop into my head. It will pop into my head. Do yourself a favor and find that movie. You're listening to Rick on hoaxsyndicate.com 21/3/23. Anyway, back to, I'm determined to be able to remember that while I'm on air. The Mirror Men, anyway, someone's going to remember it and will know what I'm talking about. What else? What else can I talk about? Bob Lazar was definitely a guy, though, who was deliberately taken in and shown things, just like Bill Cooper, but the opposite of Bill Cooper, because Bill Cooper found out that he'd been conned. He started off as a UFO pushing agent, whether he knew it or not. And then he found out they'd been conned, and he started publishing some of the best stuff ever. And that's the book, Behold the Pale Horse, is tapes that he used to put out, cassettes that I used to listen to back in the 80s. Absolutely fantastic. Highly recommended. And his research into the Masons and I wouldn't call them the Masons, I'd call them the sun-worshipping cult or the Saturn death cults or whatever. Absolutely faultless. Really good. Really entertaining and good. And you'd better be able to find them all. They'll all still be online if Bill Cooper still has his own website. I'm not sure if he does or not. I'm just looking here. I was going to have a look. Do I write anything down here? Oh, what a joke. You know how they're giving these false names, like in the media, we can tell it they're false names, but the public can't. So they're rubbing it in our face, but the public are completely oblivious to it. And that would be someone like the school teacher that taught the guy that got his head squashed, that caused all those riots. What was her name? He looks like a bloke as well, but what was his name? Hang on, it's coming to me. Wainel Sexton. Fake name of the most insulting kind. Be told 100%. But the newest one, NASA's coming out with today, or yesterday rather, the guy designing the spaceships that are going to the moon, be told, is Howard Hu. And that's Howard Hu with a H-U, Chinese spacecraft designer. Howard Hu. So basically Howard Hu's design of the new spaceship. Now, where have you heard that name, Howard Hu's, from? Be told, these are fake names. And they're actually rubbing the stuff in your face now. They know what it's doing to the conspiracy theorist, but no one cares. No one cares. It's ludicrousness. Howard Hu, the new NASA spacecraft designer. Big story, mainstream media. Be told, 100%, fake name, there to rub it in your face. And you do realize that Jack Parsons has been rumored to have been played by Howard Hughes, or was Howard Hughes, vice versa. Howard Hughes became a recluse in the 70s. No one ever saw him from probably 60. I mean, he was a complete enigma. That's the best way to describe Howard Hughes, as an enigma, because he was supposedly afraid of, it was basically what Michael Jackson blamed on, you know, afraid of germs, wearing a mask all the time, you know, grew his fingernails long because he was too scared of them getting cut, getting infections. Huge story. Pardon the pun. Look into that one. Do yourself a favor. So you got Howard Hu, the new designer of the spacecraft, Howard Hughes, the mythical, or the man that was played by in the movie The Aviator by and Kate Blanchett was in that. She's another one. She keeps appearing in suspicious movies. But Leonardo DiCaprio played Howard Hughes in The Aviator. Therefore, the story was being controlled and run, just like the Titanic, controlled story. The narrative has been pushed to you by Hollywood, therefore fake. Guaranteed, 100%. No arguments entered into, guaranteed. So Jack Parsons, who was definitely a Satanist, 100%, was rumoured to be being played by, or was Howard Hughes. And they do look very similar. And I've already brought this up before. His wife or girlfriend, no, the girlfriend that was also, you know, having wild sex with the founder of Scientology, a beat-old, guaranteed, Marjorie Cameron, looks very similar to the famous witch of Sydney, but not identical, but they could be sisters, who came from New Zealand, and she was the witch of King's Cross. I've shared photos of them. They do look like they could be sisters. And they were very famous pushing witchcraft and Satanism back in the 40s and 50s and 60s. Marjorie Cameron and I can't remember the name of the other woman, but that's just me at this late hour of the night. So I didn't think I was going to do a show tonight, so I've been up early and working and I've had a couple of drinks, but with water, not quite the vodka and tonics, or vodka and Red Bulls that Rollo drinks. And yes, I've been speaking to him, and he's in fairly good form, if you can call two bottles of vodka fairly good form. And so the latest one, though, is the Donald Trump story. Be told, this is on its way for sure. This is going to be a media shitstorm. I think I referred to that the other night. It's on its way. They're plugging it. I'm getting little messages on my phone saying Donald Trump's going to be arrested on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever. They keep moving it forward. But there's riots going on in France. There's huge riots going on in Amsterdam with the farmers there. So there's a global riot thing going on, but you're not really seeing it on mainstream media, but it is happening, guaranteed. So we're going through, there's going to be another something big soon, for sure. Now, IPS was on about the Elvis Trump links with that guy, Jurassic Liars. I think he could be proved right this June. He was sure that he was going to be right last June. He was wrong. And I said, he's going to move it forward. But this time I think he might be right on the money. There's something going to happen to Trump in June. Be told. I'm saying it's possible. It looks that way, you know. There's something big's going to go on. We're in the Ides of March right now. Guaranteed. We're, 21st of March. Something's coming down the pike, as Alan Watt used to say. Or the pipe, as people are short. There's something coming down, and so just be aware to be suspicious of all your mainstream news, but be aware that there is definitely something coming down with your money and your banks. Marcus Allen is wanting to chat about the runs on banks. Apparently there's been some big ones over his way last week, and I'm pretty much saying that you can feel it in the air. Feel it in the air, and the weather has over the place. I mean, we had really hot day yesterday, really cool day today. I've never seen it go as weird as it is. So what's going down with the weather? No idea. But fantastic to, once again, be on the hoaxsyndicate.com to be able to blabber away and whatever I want to talk about, be told, at any given time. And I did a show on Sunday night with Ab, the Be Told 1.0, which is A little bit more fakeology. Sorry, I'm just pouring water into glass, not doing anything bodily, no bodily functions involved. There is something on its way. Let's just be aware. And we're not to panic about it. There we go. They're doing something else. We're not to panic about it, but we are to be cynical about what we see on the news. There is definitely a incident going to happen with Donald Trump, I would say. And the thing that made me think of that was the IPS show. Mentioned this the other night, but I'll mention it again. There were all the palm trees around Mar-a-Lago were chopped to ground level a month ago. And someone suggested that it has to be something to do with the media needing to get cameras in to take the footage of the arrest. So I thought, bang, that makes sense to me. And now as I look at the news, and there's Donald Trump, he's saying he's going to be arrested. He is an actor. He's got an IMDb or IDBM or whatever it is, the register of actors. He's appeared in a lot of movies. He is an actor. He's your ready-made hero for the extreme right. We had on Sunday, a normal protest by women that were just sick of this trans agenda thing that they're being told that they've got no rights and that everyone, men can be women and whatever. So actual women got up and had a protest. It got absolutely decimated by phone-in protesters that came in there, and there was a group of 10 to 11 or 12 blokes with black masks on pretending to do Nazi salutes and march up and down the thing and align themselves with these poor women. And now that they've now banned the Nazi salute in Melbourne. I mean, what a joke. What a joke. So if you want to demonstrate how high a stack of milk crates are to somebody, you could get arrested, literally, because, you might be waving your hand and hovering it in the same direction as what the Nazi salute is. They're trying to look. They are coming. There's damage control going sideways at the moment. It was obviously that these guys were intelligence agents or from the Soros group, paid to dress up in black and march around saluting. They can do that for anything. So there was a meeting for Country Women's Association scones. You could send the same crew down and march them around the place saying that they demand more scones and jam, and the Country Women's Association would get shut down. You can do that. You can play this game with anything. So it's just absolutely, you've got to just realize that we've been played by media it's just pathetic, pathetic. And people believe it. They believe it. And I'm just shaking my head watching how easy it is to manipulate the crowd. And these women had a genuine, they said that they want their mothers, their daughters, their aunties, whatever, that they're just normal women, but they don't want men coming into the toilet while they're in the toilet. Because these gender-free things where they can change, you can't have a woman's toilet anymore. This is happening. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Basically, is the chaos theory for sure, and Maxwell Smart was 100% right with chaos and control. Chaos was the bad guys, and control was the good guys. The left and right, the two choices, the synthesis, antithesis, etc. It's all happening, right now, and that's the way it is. That is the way it is. It's how do you keep your sanity in this time? Well, how do we do it? What I recommend is read old books, watch something funny. And I'll tell you a really funny movie, which I would say, especially if anyone likes Klaus Schwab, doesn't like Klaus Schwab, watch the movie Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, PLAID. Plaid, the pattern, with Steve Martin. from 1983, 84. Brilliant movie. You know, this is where they started utilizing movies and starting to be able to add people into, like, Zelig is another good movie. Zelig, Woody Allen, even though Ab didn't like it, but I thought it was fantastic. I love mockumentaries. And in the movie Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, Steve Martin, it's a movie, if it's a homage, you're listening to Rick on the 21st of March, 2023. The movie Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid is so funny. If, that is, you've got a good sense of humour, and I have, so I'm going to, you know, just say that. What they've done, if you're into old gangster movies from the 20s and 30s, they've used grabs from different scenes from different movies, and they've added Steve Martin in black and white as a common character that's running around after this missing diamond or whatever it is. And you can't tell because they filmed him in black and white, and they've edited him into different scenes, and he picks the phone up and he's talking to, Barbara Stanwyck. There's a really funny scene with Barbara Stanwyck. She's on the phone screaming to him, and he's doing this really funny deadpan kind of, like, as if she's mad. She's actually in a scene where she's talking about something that's really happening, and he's pretending that she's his mad auntie, and he's like just like rolling his eyes and dismissing everything. Watch the movie, especially the fact that one of the best looking actresses back in the day. There wasn't a very good actress, but she appears in the movie, and she's now married to a famous Australian actor. And she's, I believe she's royal as well. I can't remember her name. Typical for this period of time, but he, watched the movie. Very funny, but the funniest thing, this is where I'm going here with this one. The Rob Reiner's father, Carl Reiner, who was a very funny guy as well, and he was part of that kind of old Jewish comedians back in the 50s and 60s, ex-army, interesting guy, very famous, very funny guy. He plays the butler in several scenes. Well, he is literally playing Klaus Schwab, and he's doing the Klaus Schwab accent. He's got no hair. He's a Nazi butler, and I highly recommend Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. If you want to cheer yourself up through these dark days, that's one of the movies I would highly recommend. Be told. What's another one? Zelig. I like Zelig. I mean, Abdon, a bit fussy. Don't want to say too much, but he's a bit fussy. Zelig is Woody Allen doing the same thing. He's edited him into old newsreel footage of Hitler, sorry, standing behind Hitler waving to his girlfriend. Really clever, really funny. And it's a mockumentary, which I love mockumentary. Zelig's funny. Waiting for Guffman with Christopher Guest and the crew is the documentary about a amateur theatre group in a small town in America. Funny, funny, funny. If you've got a good sense of humour, that is. Good sense of humour. I can't stand people to go, oh, that wasn't funny. And I know I've got a good sense of humour, and I know things are funny. And I just shake my head when people say that. It's like, then you are a boring cunt. That's all I'm going to say. It's as simple as that. Anyway, I think I've probably said too much tonight anyway, and I'll end it tonight and do maybe a longer one next week, but this is totally off the top of my head without any rehearsals. Three good movies, Do Yourself a Favour, Waiting for Guffman, Zelig, and Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid. Be told. Interesting, funny, good movies, good to cheer yourself up in these dark times, because I'm telling you, if you watch the news, you are going, and if you believe everything you see, God help you. But it is getting bad. There's no doubt about that. But you've just got to keep a sense of humour and have a laugh. Have a laugh. Because we're here for a good reason, and that's to keep the epidistra flowing. Whatever. So on this note, 21st of March 2023,
you're listening to Ike signing off on the wonderful Hoax Syndicate Radio, the Be Told Show. Be told 100%, everything is wonderful. We are all, everything is under control. Be told. I will see you next time. This is Klaus Schwab signing off. And that's it.